You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It's mid-October and kids in Port Aransas can finally say it's back to school time. Classrooms have been closed in the Gulf Coast town since Harvey made landfall. People very busy putting their lives together. And kids, yes, in fact, have been attending schools in other towns. But yesterday, a milestone of sorts as the Port Aransas ISD finally opened up its doors again, though not all the classrooms are quite where they need to be. Sharon McKinney is the superintendent of Port Aransas Independent School District. Ms. McKinney, thanks so much for coming on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So how was the first day of school for your staff and students and for yourself?
It was awesome. We were so very excited to have our Marlins, our students, back in school here in Port Aransas ISD. Neighboring districts have been so welcoming to our students, and just they really had a good experience at the schools that they went to while they were displaced. But there's just nothing like being home.
Yeah.
And so our students were thrilled. Our staff members were grinning from ear to ear all day long yesterday. And I must say, it was, for me too, the best day since Harvey hit.
Have you ever had to deal with a situation similar to this as an educator?
No, not at all. The difference is this time is just how widespread it was. Like, we are used to students or staff members or families, you know, having a hard time and having a traumatic experience, and we can rally around them.
Uh-huh.
You know, but in this case, all of our students, the vast majority of our staff members, experienced quite a bit of devastation due to the hurricane. And so it's been different. The one positive of that, though, is we've all experienced the same thing, and we know what we're going through,
right,
and we can help each other out and help our students out.
What was the problem with opening the schools? Was it that there was just the water that got into the schools and the damage per se, or was it that you have to have a staff, and of course members of your staff are going to be dealing with the same sorts of things back home?
Our delay was definitely because of our facilities. Our staff is here. They've been ready to be back. And yes, they've had to deal with their own homes and such like that.
Yeah.
And so being closed, of course, gave them time to do that.
So this was just a facilities issue.
Yes. Yesterday was the first day that we literally could get open. In fact, we're all in portable classroom buildings. We brought in portables to house all of our students right now. We have our elementary cafeteria, our elementary kitchen, and our elementary gym are the only facilities that we're able to use right now.
Wow. You were at a hearing late last week at the state capitol, and as I understand it, giving lawmakers a piece of your mind about what's still where the needs are in the recovery process. Where are we as you see it?
Well, first of all, we have to be able to get back into our buildings at some point, and working with insurance and finances and those kinds of things is kind of difficult to navigate through, just like it is for our community members and our business owners with their own homes and businesses. I also mentioned, too, that we could definitely use some financial support and resources just on the mental health side of the house. Like I mentioned already, you know, the vast majority, over 90% of our students were displaced, and well, it's a traumatic event, you know, for kids, and then also our staff members too. And so I would love to see some funding and some resources come that way. You know, some of the ones that weren't able to come back and enroll yesterday, it's because they don't have a place to live.
Yeah. Ms. McKinney, we're out of time, but I'm just curious, if someone were to ask you out of this entire experience, you know, what maybe the biggest takeaway or the biggest sort of lesson, what would that be?
I think we would all say that we've really learned what's really most important. You know, as we're all throwing away many, many possessions, many of the things that we had in our homes, and even, you know, in our businesses and our school sometimes, you know, as you're throwing away lots of things, you're really remembering what's most important. And it's not those things. It's the people. It's each other. And we've just had this tremendous, tremendous outpouring of support, not only from all over the state, but all over the nation. I think in times where all we hear is the bad and the negative, we've really experienced the positive, that people truly do care. And they have just been so supportive and so encouraging to us. And we're just very grateful.
Sharon McKinney is the superintendent of Port Aransas ISD. On Monday, the district welcomed back its students after being closed since Hurricane Harvey hit the town on Mustang Island almost 2 months ago. Ms. McKinney, thanks again for spending some time with us on The Standard.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.